Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk.
Symbol of power, carried on for two centuries and further. You touch another region, I commit murder. Back to Count Joseph, you son of Satan. You divided mankind and did it so blatant. A Nazi, uneducated, afraid, but why? You've been brainwashed, racism and are fine.
Preaching your fascist ways, I beg your pardon. No one listens to the trash you talk, so take a walk or find yourself outlined in chalk. The skinhead style you picked makes me sick, child. Wanna be somebody, so you mimic a Nazi, cause you think it's cool and all that. But the fact is, you're a fool that needs to be smacked in the head. And walking up to yourself, do you really believe a skinhead likes himself? I don't think so, you know I know so. Don't test my knowledge, you cop a sledge to your head. Yo, I'm just warming up, so Nazi step up. But make sure your luck's up or you'll get fucked up by Malice, the callous rhymer. Your racist ways are gone, punk, they went out a long time ago. After World War One, you were done, but then Hitler the bump, killed millions for fun. He went out like a sucker, committed suicide, did the whole world a favor with his demise.
Let me explain what's on my conscience. You're a bigot, go stick it. Not good on ya, this is the country in which I was born, Australia. Yes, which you, bigots torn. This country is Aboriginal, yes, original. And you are a brain dead individual. If you don't like it here, go back to Britain. I, racists, will say good riddance. Asians, blacks, and whites are all welcome, mate. Witness your fate, cause raceless is awake.
This is not your country.
Dictator Hitler with the fucked up mustache. I'd love to put a slug in his skinhead neo-Nazi ass. I'll smash your bald heads till you're dead. You're no friend of me, cause white supremacy is the enemy. Let me tell you something, this ain't your country or place. Fucking skinheads, proud of your pale face. But what to be proud of? You say white race, there's no such thing. You're a damn disgrace.
Triple six.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Anarchy Show. You're on 4ZZZ. My name is Linda and I'm here today with a new helper on the Anarchy Show, Hamida. We're going to be playing more songs today which are anti-fascist. We started off with Forces of Hatred by Curse of Dialect. I wanted to play some more Australian bands with anti-fascist songs, and so I asked around, and that's how I found that Curse of Dialect song. Better go on with some music now before we start talking about some of the news that's been happening around the place, and also I have to do a little rave about refugees as well, and well, anti-fascist, pro-refugee. It all fits in together, and coming up soon is an event which we're putting on under the William Jolly Bridge, and the theme is anti-fascist and pro-tolerance.
We'll be right back. because I was not a communist. Next I came to the trade unionist, and I did nothing to help them, because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to help me. So the only way the rise of the German Nazi Party could have been prevented was if its enemies had recognised it for what it was right at the start, and had smashed it in its infancy with the utmost force. But once we'd agreed with them, waving placards and chanting at fascists through megaphones accomplishes absolutely nothing. The only way to stop Nazi scum like the BNP is by physically confronting them and literally kicking them off our streets.
Tune in to Autonomous Action Radio, 4ZZZ's Anarchy Show.
And you just heard from Oi Polloi and Bash the Fash. Before that was Stage Bottles with Sometimes Antisocial, Always Anti-Fascist. You're on the Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And continuing on our theme of anti-fascist songs, and Hamida's got some news, and the first article is actually what started me off on this anti-fascist rave.
So we have the anti-fascist Greek hip-hop artist Pavlos Fissas, known by his stage name as Killer P, was stabbed to death. Police arrested the alleged killer, who reportedly confessed to the murder and also admitted to being a supporter of the neo-Nazi party Golden Dawn. The party's Athens office were searched on Wednesday in connection with the murder, but officials deny involvement. Public reaction to the killing has been swift. According to London's Guardian, the incident drew hundreds of anti-fascist ralliers to the scene in the wee hours of the morning. The Greek musician Nikos Zaidakis wrote in the Athens newspaper that the country has hit its red line when it comes to Golden Dawn. A party rep, meanwhile, has said the group is already suing those who have claimed it was involved in the stabbing.
So, what's happened in Greece since the murder, which happened a few weeks ago? A member of the Golden Dawn party has actually been arrested, the leader, I think it was, arrested, and there seems to be a bit of a crackdown, but also, most importantly, there's been people taking to the streets all around Greece and protesting, and actually all around the world, even in Japan. There was action, and there was a solidarity banner for Killer P, probably, especially also in Turkey and England and France as well. In France recently, an anti-fascist activist was murdered by fascists in France as well. Thanks for that, Hamida. What else is going on?
So we have another Abalali-based John Dolo activist has been murdered in Durban, this time by the police.
These people are the shack dwellers. We've talked about them before. Morgan Rogers Gibson has come in to talk about the shack dwellers before. It's very hard to pronounce their name. Abdu Mondo, Base Mondo or something. And they actually organise along anarchist lines. So that's why we like them.
So the housing allocation dispute in Cato Crest has claimed another victim, this time a 17-year-old girl who was shot and killed during a housing protest in Cato Manor, Durban, on Monday morning. Kobile Zouza, a grade 9 learner at Bonella High School, and Abilali-based John Delo, also known as the Red Shirts supporter, was gunned down at 5 a.m. on the 30th of September. Kobile was shot twice from behind with live ammunition. There are currently no investigations into the shootings, as Durban policing is based on shoot to kill.
And have we got another one?
We sure do. We have the Lakota and Dakota lead anti-fascist rally in North Dakota. So hundreds of demonstrators turned out in the tiny North Dakota town of Leith on Sunday to protest plans by an American Nazi group to move in and take over the local government. The loud but peaceful demonstrations, many of them Native Americans from nearby reservations, were on hand for a visit from Jeff Shorp, commander of the National Socialist Movement, and several followers. The National Socialist Movement is America's biggest, largest neo-Nazi organization, founded in 1974 by former members of the American Nazi Party, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. The group hopes to move enough members into Leith, population 17, to take over the local government.
And some grannies who... Some Lakota grannies, actually, they reclaimed one of the flags of the neo-Nazis, and there's a picture going around on the internet of them with the flag, and then they burnt the flag. So it's quite good action. I'm going to play a song now by Matt Bleek, and this song is called Army of Alexis, and this was written after the death of Alexis, who was murdered by the police in Athens. It's important to note that over 50% of the police in Athens voted for the Golden Dawn Party in the elections.
hearing that you really only bless the ground. Science is the honorable, beautiful study where you contort the molecules and then you make that money. In mathematics, dead children don't get at it, but they count the cost of bullets coming out the automatic. And I'm teaching my kids up. Please don't make me a bitch. Teach, stand up. You need to tell us how to flip this system. Teach, my hands up. Please don't make me a victim. Teach, stand up. You need to tell us how to flip this system. Go. Economics is a symphony of hunger and theft. Mortar shells often echo out the cashing of checks. In geography classes, borders, mountains, and rivers, but they will never show the line between the takers and givers. Algebra is that unique occasion in which a school can say that there should be a balanced equation. And then statistics is the tool of the complicit to say everybody's with it, and you're the only critic. And I'm teaching my hands up. Please don't make me a victim. Tell us how to flip this system. Teach my hands up. Please don't make me a victim. Teach, stand up. Tell us how to flip this system. Move. Studies is the Goliath to tackle, which turns into a sermon on simplicity of shackles. Physics is the school you own the science force, except for how to get the fuck out the ghetto, of course. Home ec can teach you how to make a few sauces and accept low pay from your Walmart bosses. If your school won't teach you how to fight for what's needed, they're teaching you to go through life and get cheated. And I'm teaching my hands up. Please don't make me a victim. Teach, stand up. You need to tell us how to flip this system. Teach, my hands up. Please don't make me a victim. Teach, stand up. You need to tell us how to flip this system, bro.
That was The Coup and Strange Arithmetic. Before that, you heard Matt Bleek and Army of Alexis. It is 20 minutes to 1 o'clock. You're listening to The Aniki Show on 4ZZZ with Linda and Hamida. And we've got some more news of what's been happening around the place. And this one's to do with West Papua.
So, protesters have stormed the Darwin offices of the Department of Immigration and Citizenship after the shock deportation of six West Papuan refugees to Port Moresby. The small group held placards and chanted "Stop the deportations" before they entered the Kavanagh Street office at lunchtime today. The group of Papuans, including a woman and a 10-year-old child, fled in a tinny to Boigo Island in the Torres Strait on Tuesday. The Department of Immigration has refused to answer any questions about them and has deported them to the Papua New Guinean capital within 48 hours. They landed in the Papua New Guinean capital this morning. Asylum seeker advocates fear they may be deported straight back to Indonesia as Papua New Guinea signed an extradition treaty with Indonesia in June, a month before Kevin Rudd announced Australia would process and resettle asylum seekers in the Pacific nation.
So I just wanted to mention that there's a letter from the three West Papuans who scaled the wall of the Australian consulate in Bali, and the reaction of the Australian government is pretty shameful, and because they're threatening in the consulate to hand them over to the Indonesian forces. But the letter goes, "We're writing to inform you that we had entered the Australian consulate in Bali to seek refuge and to deliver our message to the APEC leaders, Australia Pacific, what is it, Asia Pacific Economic Cooperative or something, leaders in Bali, including the US State Secretary John Kerry and Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott. We want these leaders to persuade the Indonesian government to treat West Papuan people better. Human rights abuses are our routine. Many of our colleagues protested and sought their political aspiration heard, but they ended up in prisons. These political prisoners committed no crime. They are explicitly committed to non-violence. The Indonesian government arrested and jailed them for discussing their political human rights beliefs. We want the Indonesian government to lift the 50-year restriction it has imposed on West Papua. We want foreigners, including journalists, diplomats, observers, and tourists, to be able to visit West Papua freely without asking for special permits. We need your help. We seek refuge and plead for our safety." And that was by three young West Papuans, which leads me on to something else I wanted to mention today, which is refugees and how it's not illegal to seek asylum by coming to Australia on a boat. And in fact, the only way to seek asylum is to enter another country. It's the only way you can be found to be a refugee, is that you have to enter another country, and you can do that without paperwork. So I was having this conversation with someone last night, and they declared people who arrive by boats as illegal immigrants and as illegal and queue jumpers. And I just wanted to read this little bit from the Refugee Council of Australia. "Asylum seekers who arrive in Australia by boat are neither engaging in illegal activity, nor are they immigrants. The UN Refugee Convention, to which Australia is a signatory, recognises that refugees have a right to enter a country for the purposes of seeking asylum, regardless of how they arrive or whether they hold a valid travel or identity documents. The convention stipulates that what would usually be considered as illegal activity, e.g. entering a country without a visa, should not be treated as illegal if a person is seeking asylum. This means that it is incorrect to refer to asylum seekers who arrive without authorization as illegal, as they in fact have a right to enter Australia to seek asylum. In line with our obligations under the convention, Australian law also permits unauthorized entry into Australia for the purposes of seeking asylum. Asylum seekers do not break any Australian laws simply by arriving on boats or without authorization." So in other countries which are not islands, refugees cross borders to seek asylum because they can cross the border to go to the country that they want to seek asylum. Australia is an island, so refugees can only get here either by plane, in which case they'd need to have a visa, which is not that easy to obtain always, depending what country you're coming from, or else they come here by boats, which is the same as crossing over a border. And the only way that refugees get to those get to be in a line, there is no line, is by crossing a border. So even refugees that have gone to UN refugee camps have actually crossed a border away from their country. So basically what Australia's doing is saying that we don't want to deal with refugees on our country, and so we're shipping it all overseas, which there's already lots of refugees in Indonesia and Papua New Guinea. And it's pretty despicable what Australia is doing at the moment, which leads us on to the gig, which is coming up, which I'll tell you about after this song. This song is by MIA and it's called Come Walk With Me.
Yeah. Did you know that by subscribing to 4ZZZ you get heaps of sweet benefits? You get the special deals at our sub-discount outlets, cheap entry at Zed gigs and shows, you get to make requests, post accommodation notices, stay up to date with our weekly Zed letter and annual radio times, win on-air prizes, as well as get the chance to volunteer the station. Under 18s, internationals and pets can join for just $15, concessions and interstate fans for $33 and full subs for just $55. Community groups, solo musicians and art workers can jump on board for $80, passionate and business subs for $130 and a full band subscription for just $155. You'd be a nugget for missing out on these hot little offers. Visit us here at the station at 264 Barry Parade, Fortitude Valley, or hop online at 4ZZZFM.org.au and click subscribe. Do it. You know you want to.
You are on 4ZZZ, and we just have some more news that we want to mention. Thanks, Anita.
The divers have recovered more bodies from the asylum seeker boat wreck off Italy. The boat had set sail from Libya and was less than 1 kilometre from the shore off the island of Lampedusa when it caught fire and sank. So improved weather conditions have allowed divers to resume the search for bodies, with 70 new corpses brought to the surface. Around 500 asylum seekers were on board, and a total of 181 have now been recovered and placed in makeshift morgues. More than 100 people are still missing.
And Italy declared a day of mourning to mourn the asylum seekers, which was a bit of a contrast to our reaction to the people who died when the boat sunk.
Indeed, yes.
Off Indonesia waters. And actually coming up soon is going to be a rally, for a memorial rally held by the Refugee Action Collective because of the anniversary of the sinking of the Civ X, which over 300 asylum seekers were killed, but also it's going to be a memorial for all asylum seekers who have died on the way to Australia.
So we just have one more quick story here. So at least 5 civilians, including 3 children, have been killed in a NATO airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. The civilians aged between 12 and 20 were hit by a NATO airstrike while they were out hunting birds overnight on Friday. A spokesperson said on Saturday he was aware of the airstrike but could not confirm any casualties. It happened in the area of Saracha, a few kilometres from Jalalabad City, the capital of eastern Narangar province. Their bodies were brought to the central hospital, and a spokesperson for the education department also spoke with AFP about the incident. 3 of the civilians killed in the airstrike were school children, and 2 were brothers.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. And thanks for helping out.
Thank you.
We're just going to do a quick song, and then Peter and I are going to talk about zombies. This is The Black Market, and I Have a Dream.
Oh yeah, dream.
Check this out.
Ranger.
You're listening to Autonomous Action Radio on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
We just wanted to mention that the zombie phenomena. Peter and I were at the zombie gig.
Yes, it's a health festival.
Extravaganza yesterday.
And they walked actually for the first time in a few years, I believe, because previously it hasn't been actually happening, the actual walk, because of police concerns about traffic and disruption and stuff. So this is the first time I've been in years. I went to the first couple when it was really like you know, just unofficial, you know, just people in the street and everything. But now it's huge. It's continued to grow. Hey, Linda, there was thousands of people.
I think it's more, it's not just the walk. It's because they do that whole festival thing.
Yes, and lots of families and stuff. And, but they did do the walk, and the police were basically just barely in control. The zombies walked up the wrong side of, I don't know, was it Gregory Terrace or something, because of the shade. I was told they were, you know, the zombies, they were feeling the heat, so they just went to the wrong side of the street, and the police had to, you know, like, you know, respond, but it was really... It was quite chaotic there at one stage, and it was led by three hearses, which they took up quite a bit of room, and there was a lot of people, you know, a lot of traffic was held up and everything. But of course, the other thing we both noted was the preponderance of paramilitary types there. Hey,
yeah,
like zombie killers. Like originally, there were zombie killers were just members, you know, like civilians who were fighting the zombies. But now, it's so many of them in military garb. Some of them really authentic. They look like the real deal.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of worshipping of military, which I wasn't too keen on.
The checkpoints out the front of the gig, there were these sandbag emplacements. You pointed out the replica store that had, you know, really realistic-looking military hardware. And, yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, they also had that, I don't know, like laser...
laser tag.
But, I mean, it was called, like, you know, Battlefield of the Undead, which makes it a bit less realistic, but
yes,
some of the arms and stuff was, yes, like, a bit realistic. And if it was kind of like a revolutionary army, that would be okay, but it was kind of like a nationalistic kind of army thing.
Yeah.
So
they were helping the police with crowd control, too,
right,
during the march.
Yes. It said on the, it was like rules for the zombie march.
Yes.
Always obey the police.
Well, not like, everyone did, because I saw the blood splatter. It's still there in the streets. There's lots of, because that was one of the things, don't throw blood at cars and stuff. But there was quite a bit of blood. But I guess it just says something about the zeitgeist, about our times, because this thing with, you know, zombies is not just the movies. I think there's an underlying, you know, something, anxiety or expressing of it. And that, I mean, look at the stories that we've had today about, you know, the actions going on in the world today with, you know, all that people getting killed and stuff. It's it's very strange. And we had the Great White Fleet in Sydney the other day, the great, you know, naval flotilla from all around the world showing the flag and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Stop the boats.
Ah, yes. Which boats? Oh, no, not these boats.
Yes. We better get out of here.
Are you going to do the community announcement of the gig?
Yes. I'm going to announce now a gig which is coming up, and it's called Abbott Has It Coming, and it's a natural follow-up to a gig which we put on a few months ago, which was called Caesar Had It Coming, and this one is called Abbott Has It Coming, Civil Society Against Fascism in Australia, No Borders, No Nations, No Dictators. And Steve Towson's playing, as well as Basil from the Super Raylene Brothers, the No Pain, No Gain crew, which is Bolo and Mantis, and also the Bell Divers. And Caesar Had It Coming, so does Tony Abbott. Come down under the bridge for a night of music, encouraging diversity and compassion for a better world. And the Refugee Action Collective is probably going to be involved, and there's going to be a speaker from them as well.
And when is that, Linda?
On October the 18th. Which is a Friday, and it's under the William Jolly Bridge.
Got a time?
At 7 for a 7:30 PM start. So, yeah, we're going to celebrate No Borders, No Nations by being in a public area.
Underground. Well, under a bridge, yes.
Reclaiming public space. Time for us to get out of here. Thanks for listening. I'm going to play a song by the Bell Divers from their new CD, and this song is called Blood on the Breeze. Enjoy the rest of your day.
But
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.